This is Anders Peterson, the intern pastor for Holden Village, summer 2012, and I'm here with
Matt Holmgarten.
And can you tell me kind of your history with Holden?
Well, I started coming with my mom and dad back in like 1985.
Really?
Yeah, we came a couple summers. I think my mom and I tried to count it, and it was like two or three times, and then my mom and dad divorced, and then my mom kind of kept coming, and then one year she says, why don't you come to Holden with me? So I started coming with my mom, just my mom, and then we brought my son in, and now it's kind of a normal thing for my mom, son, and I.
Huh.
I actually asked the registrar to actually see how far back she can go back and count, and we thought, I haven't talked to her yet, but we thought it's at least 9 or 10 times.
That you've been up here?
Yeah.
Wow.
At least.
What are your earliest memories of?
Like the pool hall with Wes Preeb.
With Wes Preeb in there?
Yeah, because he was around. Yeah, he was so loud. Oh, he was wild. He was an amazing guy, you know. He would just sit back with us, sit there, you know, and just look at you, you know. Be good kids, you know. Of course, and then and I always remember misbehaving, he'd make us stay and pick up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the consequence, so to speak. You know, I said, well, so you got to help me pick up. And it was fine. We always picked up.
During the Preeb era, was the pool hall even more, like, utilized? Like, were people down there more often, do you think?
Yeah, I was...
I'm just curious.
I think...
History.
I don't... Yes and no.
Okay.
There was more... They've taken stuff out. They have taken stuff out.
Like what?
And I know because of some political views. Like, like there was a thing like pork juice.
Pork juice?
A sign about pork juice, and it's gone, yeah.
To
more politically correct.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because
Wes Preeb's pork juice.
Yeah, yeah. He knows it's like a thing on the wall about pork juice, and some of the things have been taken down.
Okay.
Because I know not the people that are there, but there was a family from Belgium that was here, and I know they're still here doing other things, but that did the pool hall, and they were wanting to take a whole bunch of stuff down because they didn't think it was right.
I see. So pool hall. What else do you remember? Can you recall?
The Village Center a lot. I mean, it doesn't really change. Changes the people that are here change. Because I've been through a couple directors, you know, before Chuck and Stephanie. Yeah. Before that was Tom. That's who I remember a lot was Tom.
Oh.
A lot. And I don't remember how long Tom had been here. And I don't remember who was before Tom either. I don't remember. But I remember the pastor before Scott. Because he was here a while. I remember him. He, to me, was the normal one because I've seen him so many times.
So in general, your feeling is kind of that the place hasn't changed too much?
Not structurally, but people-wise, yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, as staff changes.
Yeah. And is that one of the things that keeps you coming up, is that consistency of knowing?
You're just away from the world. You're away from the world, and it's a calm and it's a peaceful place. There's no stress.
Yeah.
No nothing. You know, it's like you're literally like a break from the real world.
Yeah.
And and it's interesting to come to see what, if anything, changes too. Because, you know, now with the remediation, some stuff is actually changing.
Right.
Like I was here when they built the basketball court that summer. I was here when they did that. Yeah.
Okay.
When they did that. That was kind of neat because we used to sit in the hot tub with the construction people talking about it.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we played the first basketball games on it.
So what do you think, like, if you had to find an answer to this question, what do you think keeps you coming back if you've been coming so many times? Like, what's the reason you return?
To see the people. It's almost like the village.
Yeah.
Even though the village is here, the village is everyone that's been here. It's like a family almost. Because, you know, you recognize some of the same faces and how they change.
Right.
And you see the kids grow up year by year. And, I mean, some of the kids that were small are now not small anymore. It's just you see the change in the people, not the environment. The environment structurally is the same. But, you know, environment, well, the themes change, though, too. So each summer, you know.
So when you're taking the Lady of the Lake up, what are you most looking forward to when you arrive? Like, what's the thing that you're most excited about?
The food.
The food?
One of the things is the food. The food is amazing.
Oh.
It's amazing compared to normal. Compared to all the toxins, you know, and all the junk and all.
Sure.
Not necessarily fast food, but, you know, I don't eat a lot of that anymore like I used to. But
yeah.
It's different. It's out where clean would be correct, but
yeah,
it's much more
healthier. Organic.
Yes, it's very healthy, and it's interesting too. Seeing a lot of people is as they continue to be here, it's like they're the same height wise. They don't grow a lot. Not in the kids. I mean, the kids grow up, but some of the younger adults, they haven't grown. Mm. It's weird, and I'm sure a lot of it is toxins, you know, they're in the junk that I eat, you know, that the rest of America eats, you know, all the gunk that we get compared to up here.
So it sounds like you started coming to Holden prior to changes in your family, and, you know, would you say that Holden has a special place within your family life? Because you're saying that you tend to come up here with your mom. And
it's and now with my son, I come up. Yeah, it's kind of a thing we look forward to.
Right.
So, yeah, it's like, we want to go to Holden because every...
Do you always come together? Typically?
Yes, we always come together.
So is your son and your mother here now?
No, my son and mom are here. Yeah, and actually my sister came too with my niece.
Okay.
My sister hasn't been up here for 20 plus years. So she's here too. So... And she's like, well, what's it like? You know, well, it's the same, Melissa. It's just different.
Yeah.
So, and she remembers some of it too. She'll remember Westbury. Mm. She remembers him. Mm. But.
So you've talked a bit about Wes. Is there anybody else here that like has had a significant impact on your life, like a person?
The pastor before Scott, because mostly Wes, because Wes was around the most.
He was consistent
mm-hmm. over the longest period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Scott, he's a really nice guy. I like him, you know, because before I was here last, I had a brain tumor. And
really?
Yeah, I had just had a brain tumor removed like a month ago. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it was discovered earlier this year, and...
Was that after or prior to your coming up here for the May Youth Weekend?
It was discovered in April, the brain tumor, and then
when did you have surgery?
June 5th. And so I was here for May, I was here Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, it was
weekend.
After May Weekend.
After, I was actually supposed to have it removed prior to coming, and I was admitted to the hospital, and they couldn't do it because of an infection, sinus infection, so we put it off, and I'm actually glad I waited till after, because... Now I'm having major congestion and major headaches. I would have been totally unproductive the youth weekend.
Right. Wow.
So,
well, I can remember gathering with you and others for prayer around the cross.
Yeah, that's one thing I really look forward to is coming here. It's kind of like I just let go of everything.
Mm.
And it's like I can't do it at my home church. It's like it's got to be here, and I don't know why. Mm. And it's always that service. And when I came with the kids, I said, "You guys, when we do the prayers of the cross, I'm going to be a totally different person." And I was there. They all came up too, but it's just like they're like, "I've never seen that side of you." I was like, "Yeah, I'm totally different. I'm just a total different person." And then it's like there's nothing on my shoulders after that.
Mm.
It's really weird. It's like I just clear everything off.
Clear yourself.
It's just like, yeah, clear my mind of everything, yeah.
Well, so the surgery went smoothly, everything?
Yeah, so far so good. I have to have another set of testing when I go back for the final result.
But. I didn't know any of that. I didn't.
And that was actually kind of discovered as of December last year. My mom had a brain aneurysm.
Hmm.
And so they told us kids to get checked, and we all got checked, and none of us had any type of aneurysm, but they discovered a tumor. So it was just by chance. So I was actually kind of lucky. Like,
holy cow.
Yeah. Amazing. So kind of like a silent prayer in disguise. So, and it actually too, with what the tumor stuff is, I've discovered a little bit more about the power of prayer, even more than before, because I mean, word had spread quite a bit of it, even from May Youth Weekend and people from all over. And I know that people back east even knew of it somehow. Because I see on Facebook all these people that I never heard of before. Never even heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like word had spread. I mean, not only through my family, my coworkers, because we have a satellite company and we're here and there's locations in the back east, and the word spread to them too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just amazing. The power of prayer. You know, I was kind of, I believe in prayer, but I didn't know the power of it until this. Wow. I really understand the power of it. Mm. And no matter what denomination you are either, because some of the people that I knew were even atheist for right. praying. It's like, wow, you know, see, yeah. now do you kind of see him? Come on, you know.
That act of
yeah.
being together and
yeah.
holding yearnings together.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a particular place that within the village that's important to you, like a location that you find to be significant for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I really like, well, this probably because of my mom. Yes, she wants her ashes buried at the bench up the road.
Uh-huh.
And that's
because she likes to sit there. Or
yeah, I mean, it's like a peaceful break. Even, yeah. I mean, not necessarily a break from here, but it's just like, or down by the water. Mm-hmm. It's just, you always have the water and nature, and it's just like soothing.
Yeah.
Not saying that nothing here is soothing, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's just like, it's even more natural, so to speak.
Is there a particular event that is strikingly memorable to you?
Here?
Yeah.
Well, we actually came one 4th of July, and it was so much fun.
Ah.
That was so much fun. That was hilarious. Were
you here for the 4th this year?
No, we came just after the 4th, but
okay.
the year before we came the 4th, and that was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was just like all the groups kind of competing for the most attention. I just thought it was so funny.
Yeah, that's
it's hilarious. So that was a really neat. I'll always never forget that now.
Yeah.
I always remember that. Because when we go, we're like, oh, we're going to do the 4th. Well, if we were holding, we could be watching the parade.
Sure.
Oh, that would be really neat again. I do want to come up here in the winter, though. I have not yet. I know it's a little more opposite of in the summertime, a lot less to do, but
yeah.
always have wanted to do it, come up in the wintertime.
It is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, yeah.
And what do you tell people when you go home, like, about Holden? Do you talk about it much?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. There are a lot of people in my work that have seen the pictures, and they're like, oh, wow, that is a really cool place. And a couple of them are like, well, why don't you? One of my leads at work is really interested in coming.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know what denomination he is either or anything, but
yeah.
he's really wanting to come. And I say, it's financially, it's you can't beat it. Bang for the buck.
Yeah.
The price is right, you know, and you just get away and you're away from the world. It's an amazing place.
Do you think that Holden's changed your life?
Yeah, I would say it has in a way.
And what would that be for you?
More open to other, I wouldn't not say religions or thing, but you know, because religion wise growing up, I was pretty, I guess you could say, sheltered, only Lutheran. You know, and that's the way that I thought that was the only one, you know, even though I knew it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and there's different types, you know, there's the ELCA and the, well, I'm the Missouri Synod, which most of here is ELCA. So that's a little bit different, but I've gotten used to it over the years.
Yeah.
But
do you feel welcomed? And
oh, yeah, no matter what. Yeah, and that's the nice thing about here, too, is everybody, and it doesn't matter who or what you are, everyone's family and same.
Mm.
Literally, it's... Even see that, you know, coming year after year, you know,
yeah.
and seeing the same faces, you know, and the changes, you know.
Right. Any other things to add that you want to share?
Just that this is an amazing place, and it way more than another 50 years needs to happen.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing, and I would like to come up during the mining thing, but my mom says, oh, they're not going to let anyone. It's like, well, volunteer. Well, maybe I'll volunteer and come up and help.
Right. You could do that.
Maybe that's what I will do, and just to get up here.
Yeah.
If they're not going to, you know, because I know that they're really far behind, too. But,
sure.
And if that's what it takes, then I'll volunteer
yeah.
to get up here.
Neat.
My son, he won't be old enough yet, but he could stay with his grandma.
The sign on the bus says, the ride up is free. But the ride down is costly.
I have that t-shirt too.
And what does that mean to you?
What does that mean to me? Oh boy. Gosh, I never have thought about that one. Even though I have the shirt. I have the shirt from like 3 or 4 summers ago. Probably what I'd say the most would be is that getting back to the real world compared to being up here.
Mm.
it's like night and day. I mean, night and darkness. Mm-hmm. The total opposites. You know, even, you know, and being in and around the classes, you know, some of that stuff you take back with you. Some of the sessions take back with you.
Right.
You know, and it's pretty amazing, you know. That's probably mean the educational stuff or the respite sort of in a way, I guess. Because you don't have that down there. You don't have that back in the real world, so to speak. You don't have that ability.
Right.
Very much. Well, you could, but it'd be very difficult to do.
Yeah.
Compared to up here. It's like a night and day, completely.
Mm. Yeah. Cool. Good. Thanks for sharing your stories with us, man.
Cool.